may I talk? Man, today is just a very hype day for me. I am super hyped. I don't know why I'm hyped. Maybe because Mr. Anonymous is here today. Yo, hey co-host, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fine.
I really enjoyed your last episode.
Oh, thank you.
You try some more.
Anyway, guys, how are you? How you guys doing? Has a lockdown going on so far? I feel like we've just been talking lockdown. I can't wait for this whole thing to just be over with.
Seriously.
And just we just start moving on with our lives. But still, we are moving on with our lives in-house and with family. Make sure that you're reaching out to your family, friends. This period is good for everyone's mental health. And to be there. So, first of all, bro, cheers to every TV show we've seen.
Man.
Every goddamn movie.
I feel like this episode of like May I Talk TV is something that I have experienced in because almost for the past 3 months, Netflix has been my shrine. I've seen, you know, that thing that said I've watched the whole Netflix.
I feel like I'm at this point, I just want to write to Netflix and say, you know what, can you guys release more stuff? I feel like I'm running out of something to watch. So because of that, today we decided to come and talk about the TV shows, documentaries, docuseries, movies that we have seen so far. The ones that have blown out our minds, the ones that we're so upset about, the ones that are so irritating.
Overrated,
yeah. Underrated, and whatnot. So, I know, Mr. Anonymous, so far, what is your favorite? What's the favorite movie you've seen so far? Movie?
Like on Netflix since this whole thing, since COVID started?
Yeah.
I think it has to be the platform for me, for Netflix, it has to be the platform because I just love, you know me, like I love suspense. I love suspense and I love movies that make me think. I don't want to know the end of the movie from like 5 minutes into watching the movie already. You know, that's boring. So I love that. I love the platform. I love the way, even if it's a French, you know, subtitled, you know, movie, I love how it makes me think and, you know, how I didn't know about, you know, the concept of it until the ending. It was amazing. I think so. I think that movies.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people really didn't really relate with it. People liked it, but the few people that I spoke to about platform, they really love it. They like the idea. I think it was really mind-blowing for me. It just reminded me of life and how the food chain works and how you don't even know what is going on in your life until it starts going on in your life. So the platform is actually one of the top movies for me. And I love Extraction. I just think Extraction had a very weird ending.
And then everybody just raising that show on Twitter, like, oh, talking about this Extraction. There was nothing, there was nothing, like, different about it, man. And then even the suspense at the end, it was not really, no.
No, wait, hold up. Extraction had, like, some very mad-ass actions.
But then, like, you know, the guy did not even do it. Like, it was all those.
Leave behind the scene. Guy, go. This guy is like
with all your six packs and your distance, you cannot scale fence. I saw the video on Twitter when the guy was just looking and said, man, he's lucky he doesn't have to do that. I'm like, nigga, come on, man.
Wait, that's my Chris Hemsworth, bro.
Whatever.
Take it easy.
Mr. Thor.
No, but I think Extraction was really good. The action was really good. Whether it was him or not, don't be a hater. But I'm telling you that I feel like the CGI was really good. You know, it wasn't up to Gemini Man type of CGI, but at least, I mean, I love the other guy. I keep forgetting his name, Subaru.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, it's actually very nice. Okay, so you've seen The Platform, you've seen Extraction. What about Miracle in Cell Number 7?
It was good, and that's a very popular one on Netflix right now. It was really good. You know, oh my god, the ending was. I would definitely better than Extraction. If anybody has, yes, please, let's be serious here.
Oh my god, it's really, two different journeys.
I hate all these, like, I hate emotional movies and I hate all these sad movies, but I actually enjoyed Miracle in Cell Number 6, 7. The way it made me think at the end, the way, I love intriguing movies. The sacrifice, no.
For me, I feel it's hyped. It was emotional at the beginning because he's autistic and then, you know, he had to go through that for his daughter. Yeah, I love the vibe of him being in prison and people getting to like him and stuff. I feel it was a little bit predictable. That's what I feel.
I don't think so.
I feel it's a little bit predictable. And I knew at the end of the day they were not going to kill him. That makes it predictable.
I didn't know.
Oh, really? I know. That makes it very predictable for me. What really made it even more emotional is the fact that the music they were not playing underneath it. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, if you don't cry, watch a miracle in number 7. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I mean, I cry when I watch movies, but I just think it's okay.
I've not, to be honest with you, really seen a lot of movies that really, really impressed me during this, you know, COVID-19 season. But in terms of TV shows and documentaries, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. But wait, you can't tell me Fall from Grace did not impress you.
Fall from Grace was before COVID. I watched that.
Let's put it into this podcast.
No, see, guys. Fall from Grace, my African people there, you know, if you have what I call now, I call them WhatsApp mothers. If you have your mom that is always bombarding you with all these, like, you know, broadcast about stuff, you know, just send her, like, just either, you know, maybe put your Netflix for her to watch, or get her Netflix and let her watch Fall from Grace. Mm-hmm. The way she will analyze it for you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like every mother out there and everyone who is becoming of age should watch it. For me, I still believe that A Fall from Grace taught me a lot of lessons. Mm-hmm. One, don't be desperate for love just because you're getting old.
Yeah.
Two, be careful of your friends. I mean, I never knew it was a friend. I don't think anyone in the world would have
actually... That was lucky.
Tyler Perry, thank you so much. I did not expect that was going to be that woman who encouraged her to go out there.
Can you imagine?
And that was not a song. Damn,
man, one thing I've learned the hard way, even in life, is don't trust anybody, to be honest.
Trust no one. Anyway, so we've really not seen a lot of movies, I believe. I have not seen a lot of movies, but TV shows.
Oh man.
Can we give it to How to Get Away with Murder? God.
Okay. I have to say something about that show, which I usually don't say about this any show that has gone past 6 seasons or so. You know, there's this thing where I call it the elongation matrix, where they try to just, you know, a production company will try and drag the show so that, you know, it's, you know, they make more money from in the long term, but then they now mess up the integrity of the show. Like, look at shows like Prison Break, that, you know, they put their stamp, and till now generations are still watching that show. You know, they could have messed it up, you know, by doing season 10 or so, the after this, but you know, they ended it well. You know, How to Get Away with Murder, I won't lie, I was thinking that it was going to end that way, but man, the finale, this last season, shout out to them, man.
Oh,
for me to almost have a little tear at the side of
my
eye.
Oh my God, I cried.
Nah.
I cried. No. See, I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm going to say it. I cried because I didn't just cry because of the show. I cried because there were so many lessons that I learned in that last episode. It showed me that, look, you can be too ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela Pratt was too ambitious. She lost her friends. Her dad, I'm sure the man left her.
Yeah.
She ended up becoming a judge of very fucking as low level. Well,
that's what she wanted, and she would die, you know, die alone.
She betrayed her friends for all of that. Oliver and Connor showed me that love can still be, even if you go to prison.
If we're spoiling it for you, you can just pause this thing and then watch it and come back. But yeah, let's continue.
Oh, Annalise.
No, Oliver's only like, true love will always find its way back.
Yeah. And actually, I actually thought that Annalise was going to die, you know, but she died natural cause. Oh my God.
Died, so, and then Dan died alone, lost everybody at the end. Her mom died.
Oh my God. Frank and Bunny. I'm so crying all the time. But anyway, let's just move on. Shout out to How to Get Away with Murder. Yeah. My kids need to watch it. They need to learn a lot of things from it. I mean, I enjoy it so much. And do you have any other TV show you want to talk about?
I have like 15,000 TV shows.
Oh my God. Bring it on.
Man, first of all, shout out to Joe the Tiger King. You know, my nigga, you know, free Joe, you know. You know, free my nigga Joe. You know, that show is just, you know, it's just reality at its best form.
I never watched it.
I know you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You should give it a chance, you know. You have to, I mean, obviously past like episode 3, you know, that's when it gets hot, when you meet Carol and, you know, all that.
Oh, but I heard Carol Baskin did it.
She definitely did it. She definitely did it. She did it. And she has no shame that she did it. You know?
Oh, wow. How sure are you?
99% sure.
You know, I've not really watched it, but I've watched it on Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. and a lot of people keep saying Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Yeah, because, I mean, suddenly the guy went missing, right? No evidence of when last he went. In America, there are cameras everywhere. No evidence of where he went last. No evidence of, you know, if he was even this thing, dead. And then, you know, they have a house full of tigers, hungry as
hell. She fed him to the tigers.
That's what Joe says, and I believe Joe, man.
Damn, you know? Bro.
Shout out to Joe, the next governor of Oklahoma, if he ever runs again. And Trump, please, can you do something good with your power and actually just, you know, free him out?
Oh, wait, he's in jail?
He's in jail for something else. He's owing money or something.
Oh, wow. Carol Baskin didn't do that. I'm joking. Anyway, so you've talked about Tiger King. I want to talk about Killing Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If you started Killing Eve, the first two seasons, amazing. I feel like they shouldn't have done this season three.
But speaking of,
because the last two episodes were, like, mind-blowing. Like, I didn't see... I don't know if you guys have seen Killing Eve, but you need to go and watch Killing
Eve. It's not on Netflix. You can use those, you know, those
other blog sites.
You know, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah. Killing Eve is something that...
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's psychotic. Mm-hmm. It's mysterious. Mm-hmm. And then you have our favorite girl,
Villanelle.
Oh, God.
The most psychopathic, funny serial killer.
She makes serial killing look...
An art.
Yeah, like an art. Like, now you know what? I want to kill you this way and put you this way. But please do not kill anyone. Don't be a murderer.
Money heist.
Oh, God.
Money heist. Okay.
Bella, ciao.
Let me sip my wine before I say this.
Okay.
So I was actually one of the people that were late to... And I know your opinion would definitely differ.
Okay.
I was one of the people that were actually late to the money heist train.
Like I said, the papel.
So I started watching, and then season one was actually dope. Man, Professor is my favorite. I mean, if you see my emojis, up, you know, Professor. You know, season one, season two, fantastic. You know, everything was going well. And then they just had to just, I don't know. I think it was a rush for the COVID-19. I don't know what was going on. The way they rushed it or so. Season 3 just, you know, became so awkward. Like, come on, man. The latest one, is this season 3 or 4?
It's 4.
Sorry, 4. Sorry. You know, it was like they just rushed it, you know? Like, so many things, I'm sure everybody has watched it because, you know, everybody has been on Netflix. But the way, you know, the way they're making like a Yoruba movie, like a guy will get shot 45 times. Not even one scrap, because the guy is Tomb Raider or whatever.
You can't get over this fact. Okay, look. This guy is a professional killer. He was in the army or something like that. And then what he wore was like a bulletproof stuff. Listen.
Not regular gun. Not be like pistol. This is not SMG.
Oh, kind of God. Gun. Okay, you know what? For me, I feel like Money Heist fucked up where they had to finally... But where they had to finally kill
Nairobi.
But it's okay for them to have killed Nairobi. But I feel like, why did you let us know that, okay, Nairobi almost died in the end of season 3. You revived her for you to not kill her again in that way.
I think, I mean, they don't, like I said, it was a shit season. They know we love her so much and then they wanted to. Aturo is still alive.
Yeah, Aturo, oh my God.
No, I mean, what's the purpose of life, guys?
I am so upset. Aturo is like that Tariq. Oh my God, it's like that Mikaela Pratt of How to Get Away with Murder or was it Ramsey or whatever of Game of Thrones. Aturo, why on earth do you people still have Aturo in that TV show? And what was he trying to do? Rape the women? What was the purpose in that show? In this season 4? I'm like, okay, alright, we get it. And now you're still keeping Tokyo to be alive. Why didn't they just take Tokyo?
I think because it was the narrator. Maybe that's why.
Oh, God.
But it was...
I mean, they could have even taken... What was that Tokyo's boyfriend's name?
Yeah, that guy.
The guy's so fucking gay in real... Man, the guy's so... Anyway, I think I'm on the same feeling on this money heist thing with you. I mean, no need
for... So you agree with me that they should not continue it?
Yeah, and then Professor was so fucking emotional. You know what? Please, let's move on. All right. Something else?
Okay, so this one is not in English. It's like Money Heist.
Mm.
It's a Finnish show, but it's amazing. It's called called Border Town.
So Johnny.
Man, I can't believe it. Like it's such an amazing, you know, show. Mm. It's weird because of, you know, the language, but just you know give it a try, you know, with the subtitles and stuff. The if you like crime, it's very fantastic. Mysterious. Very. It's so good. You know, it's on in the new season as well.
Mm. And I want to tell you, if you're going to watch Border Town, two of your favorite characters will be Sojourney and Katia.
I like Katia's mom, the way she beats men up.
I love Katia.
I love Katia, but Lena beats you like as if she's your mate. Like she used the side of her hand to chop your neck.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you think, oh, it's not painful, but then you feel like, oh my God, I'm on the floor. You know? Yeah, I like Lena.
Yeah, Lena is actually amazing. And now let's talk about Ozark.
Ozark, yeah.
I see. Okay, now guys, here is me being very honest about Ozark. I am one of those people that really went in and said, everybody must watch Ozark. You know, but I feel like there is no need for this new season.
This one,
you know, it's they're dragging it again like Yoruba movies. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no point. We get it, you guys. And you know, the last season they could have just left. But the wife wanted to be greedy.
The wife, yeah. And it now, was obvious. Nah, I think it's going to be all about the woman now.
Yeah, I think so. And let me be honest with you. If she dies, I won't be moved. I think she deserves it. Because this guy did everything in his power to get his family out of this drug business.
And then I understand that it's because of the guy's line of work, which was not even... He didn't even know his
friend was doing that.
Put the company in drug business. She actually was the one that was cheating on the guy. She was the one doing all this shit. And then she was complaining. And then now she's not the head of the everything.
Yeah.
You know? She's very manipulative. You're right.
Very. That's it, I told you. She's very manipulative. Very. But I really like the Southern girl. I forgot her name. That would be your favorite character if you ever watch Ozark. She's blonde.
I love her accent.
Yeah, accent is beautiful. She's crazy. She's blonde. She would tell you.
She runs the casinos.
Yeah, start to shove your dick up your ass, and you have to shove your dick up your ass. She's good. She's my favorite character. Now, guys, I don't know how you're gonna feel about this, but The Walking Dead keeps getting better and better and better.
True.
From season 1 to season 10. I can't believe I've been watching that thing for almost 10 years of my life.
I know I'm contradicting myself saying that some shows try to elongate it for the money, but no. The Walking Dead reminds me of 24,
like
10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
How the story just kept on getting better, even if it was a long, elongated show. I mean, no, The Walking Dead is fantastic.
It is fantastic. I like the fact that they keep introducing new people, villains that, God, are so unpredictable. And then I like the fact that they switched Walking Dead from just it being about the dead to it's now being about humans fucking each other up. It reminds me of this novel that I read as a kid. It's called Something Flies. Lot of Flies shows you that if you put children in a small circle and you tell them to survive on their own, there's no way death will still come. Someone will still beef, and the fight will now be human against human, not now humans against the dead. Walking Dead, shout out. I mean, I don't know if Rick is gonna come back, but
no, I think he has to.
Michonne's daughter. I keep forgetting her name. The small girl. She is amazing. All right, so let's see what else you've been watching.
So in terms of, like, you know, silly comedies, I started watching Arrested Development. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Oh my God.
Very. It's what I call stupid comedy. It's something you watch where maybe you are with friends and then you are it's just silly.
Oh God. It's just silly. I just remember Tobias and Joe. Oh my God. Guys.
Like, Tobias is, let me tell you something about Tobias. He is a board certified medical doctor in the US, right, in the show. He's a psychiatrist who now wants his main disdain to be, you know, he wants to be an actor, and he's the most carefree, careless person ever. And then guess how this guy got banned when he was practicing medicine? He tried to give CPR to someone that was not having a heart attack. So just, that's what Tobias is about. You need to give it a try.
Oh my God. You know, for me, Tobias is the definition of stupid. You know, he's that guy that talks about gayism like he's gay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's not gay because he's married with a daughter. And Joe just wants to be a magician. I've never seen such before in my life. Like, this guy is just desperate to show you that, look, I can do magic.
The guy is so silly.
He's so silly, so stupid, so uncultured.
Like, no, but that's definitely, in terms of comedy, I give that show like 8 to 9 out of 10. Like, it's just a show to enjoy when you're, you know.
Arrested Development is everything that I would kill for to watch every day of my life. And then now I want to go into Black as Fuck. Now, when I started watching Black as Fuck, I was thinking, okay, this is a reality TV show about this guy and his family. I actually thought it was his family, for real, for real. Until I went online and realized, no, it's not his family at all. Their characters, but more about his family.
I was so shocked, because they look a bit alike.
Yeah, you know? And it's a reality show that you watch that doesn't even feel like you're watching a reality show. You know, it leans towards the Black-ish type of TV show. Although he's the writer, the person that produced it is the producer of Black-ish as well. But Black as Fuck is actually Black as Fuck. Everything you want to see is
Black
there.
Celebrity.
Tyler Perry
Black,
is there.
You know. But man, that guy's house though.
Man.
We like shopping mall.
This is a popcorn of $35 a month. I'm like, oh, yo, bro.
We like shopping mall.
All right. So, do you have another TV show you want to talk
These
about?
Ones are like Apple shows, so they're not really on Netflix, but if you can go online, you can find them, you know. There's one, Defending Jacob, that just came out.
Yeah.
Amazing crime show about, you know, an accused person of a, you know, the prosecutor. I don't want to tell you guys so that, you know, you can, you know. It's only on season one, too, so it's a really, really hot show about, you know, either wrongfully accused or rightfully accused.
But do you think Jacob did it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he was used because he was in that kind of environment, and maybe somebody knew he had the potential. I don't think.
I don't know if I'm trying to come in between the fact that the guy acts like a weirdo.
He does.
But I have a feeling he probably knew who did it.
Yeah.
You know, because he saw the dead body. He touched the dead body.
And he didn't call. Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't call. He went back to school like nothing happened. So. Yeah, well, anyway, everyone gotta watch Defending Jacob. It is really, really amazing. So,
what about Morning Show?
Okay, also so Apple. No, this one is I'm gonna go into movies that I cannot wait for them to return.
Okay.
Now I can't wait for The Morning Show. Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yeah, a combo, a force. They're like that. It's Annalise Keating and let's say Tegan. Oh God, amazing show. Morning Show teaches us that, look, we're watching CNN, we're watching BBC and all of these things. Everything, there's a lot of things going behind closed doors in companies and, you know, within the circle of
political
media.
Political
aspect of it. So Money Show is amazing, and I know I can't wait for Stranger Things. Stranger Things to come back.
No, I can't wait for that one.
I honestly can't wait. I know people say, hey, it's a childish show. Yeah, whatever. I'm a kid.
The Demogorgons are back.
And then I can't wait for You. I'm still telling you, there's no point for them to do another season.
You know, it's not about him. This new one is not about him. It's about a crazier person. It's about the girl.
The new neighbor.
Yeah, that killed. Not the new neighbor. His wife now.
Oh yeah. The one that killed the brother.
That killed this thing.
Damn.
She's dumb.
She's crazier.
She's crazier, man.
Now let's talk about something else that we can't wait to watch. Me, I know I can't wait to watch it because they really messed up the end of the season for me. Game of Thrones. Blood Moon. I heard Blood Moon is coming out and it's gonna be about who?
Probably gonna be next year now because of COVID, but it's gonna be about the family.
Family?
The families. Is he only Stark? It's about like 500 years ago, Sha, the origin, you know, the origin, you know, about also the origin of the White Walkers, how they started and all that stuff. You know, they started from humans, right?
Yeah, I know.
You know, so we're going to learn a lot of things, a lot of unanswered questions. So that's.
But cool. I feel like it's going to be trash, just like they really tried to do legacies out of originals and Vampire Diaries. I feel like it's going to be really, I feel like they should have just let Game of Thrones, you know, alone, like the way it is. So, I don't know. Let's just see. I'm just a little bit worried about it. Anyway, now let's move into docu series. Oh God, I've watched some really heartbreaking documentaries.
Oh, it's been rough, man. First of all, like Evil Genius an innocent guy that went to deliver something and then his life just changed forever in that day.
Man, guys.
You know, some people used to say that, you know, when is your time, or you know, I never used to believe that thing, but I watched Evil Genius and. I was shook, man. Like, please, if you have Netflix, watch Evil Genius. Like, that's all I have to say. Like, 5-6 episodes, you'll be startled.
Yeah, you will be. You will be. Evil Genius is I think my top crime docu series, and every time I remember this pizza guy, I just tell myself, God, please do not let me walk on a day that the world is desperate for my blood. I mean, it's a powerful
to be
prayer.
At the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. And also, Wild Wild Country. I want a cult.
See, well, you know when you think about how can these people be, be cultists? How can they be emphasized by one guy, and then they won't kill for the person, they'll do it for the person? You need to watch
Wild Wild Country. Yeah,
you know, it tells you the, and then what I like about it is that it doesn't only talk about that sect of, it talk about other cults.
Yes.
Like the people that, the 200 people that killed themselves.
Yeah, you know, 200 and 900.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think there were 900 people that killed themselves.
It talks about, you know, the beginning of all this cultism and stuff. It's crazy, man. And about how some people can use religion against what religion means.
Yeah, manipulation.
Yeah.
And also, we watched Staircase Killer. You know, we had this serious argument. At first, when we started watching it, you kept on saying the husband didn't kill her. I insisted it did, because of the way you can't fall from the staircase and have 4-5 lacerations like that.
Yeah.
It's so deep, and there was blood splatter in everywhere. You must have actually hit her, you know, and probably, I know that he did, and I'm glad he went to prison for that.
Yeah.
And he's not out of prison. But Staircase Killer is something that you should watch.
I just feel like, see, the way the guy is, this thing is, because there was, if you remember in the show, there was someone that was talking her as well. Thing is that I just feel like, but then the guy should have, even if he saw the wife like that, the explanation was wrong. I mean, you guys be the judge. I mean, let's know if you guys see any of the, you know, so we can know in your comments which side you agree with or stake with.
Okay, so since we have actually talked about a few TV shows and movies and docu series that we've seen so far, any other suggestion that you want to, you know, send into us, can mail it to us or send me a DM at excuse_me_italk on Instagram, or excuse_me_italk@gmail.com, and we can talk about the movies that you've been watching and what you think about it.
Yeah, like send us some movies that you know that you like, and then let's also check it out. Yeah, I'm bored here.
Let's
too.
Let's help you analyze it.
You know, everybody's in lockdown. We are here together, guys.
Yes. Yeah, so guys, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for all that's listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the reviews, the comments, the everything and in between. And like I said, please go and watch How to Get Away with Murder. The end.
And Red Wine goes with Netflix.
Oh,
so.
and two Nigerian TV
shows. Oh, yeah.
Castle and Castle and Skinny Girl in Transit.
Beautiful.
I give it to you. I give it to
that
you.
That Castle and Castle show is amazing. And I can't wait for the
next season. I mean, they should release the season 2 now.
Yeah.
Since. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I am Mr. Anonymous. We are really grateful, and I hope you guys are keeping safe, wearing your mask, washing your hands. It's COVID-19 period. Please stay safe. Stay away from a crowded environment. Stay away from not washing your hands. And
be safe, guys.
Yeah.
This is almost December. We will dirty ourselves in December. But for now, please, guys, just be safe, okay?
Please, no weddings. No one bed.
Yeah, no
please.
Social distance. Yeah.
Yes. And also, if you're going to have sex, make it protected. Remember, a COVID-19 baby is not the easy one to take care of. Enjoy yourself and have a very lovely day.